I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Masked gunmen coordinated deadly attacks on two churches in northeast Kenya near Somalia's border on Sunday. At last report, there were around 18 dead and 60 wounded. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says, at first blush, the reaction to these attacks seems to be fear, but then...
The impact as a result is that those Christians that are remaining there, and we just continue to pray for peace in the region, that they become those agents of peace, that they become those agents of hope.
Victims face a humanly impossible task.
Real Christians have the opportunity to express love to those that would be their enemies, and that is the most powerful witness for the gospel.
Next, think about all that's happened in your life since 2002. Every Child Ministries has been thinking about that a lot as they celebrate 10 years with Haven of Hope in Ghana. Haven of Hope is an orphanage that's expanded to include a school to reach kids in crisis with a home and the gospel. Over the weekend, staff and kids got together to rejoice over all that the Lord's done. ECN's Lorella Rouster says...
We had a big celebration with lots of traditional drumming and dancing and speeches by public officials. It was really a great time.
And today marks the final day of the On Eagle's Wings Warrior Leadership Summit. The annual six-day summit with Ron Hutchcraft offers hundreds of Native American kids the chance to leave lives of drugs, depression, and alcohol and turn instead to a loving brown-skinned savior. About one in six people attending gave their hearts to Christ on the second day. Others were spontaneously baptized on the next. Pray for the Lord to break the last chains of enslaved hearts today. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.